Shalom and God bless you. Despite the plea of the angels to allow Yishmael to die because of what his descendants would do to the Jewish nation, he is allowed to live because Hashem judges a person at the present and not for future misdeeds. Many ask an answer regarding the Ben Soru who is judged on his ending. My question is regarding the Medrash Rashi brings down on Sanhedrin 101b regarding Micha. It seems that the babies killed by Paro were considered thorns and future sinners and were therefore allowed to be killed. Isn't this a contradiction? Rabbi Simcha Friedman, Boca Raton, Florida, USA. I'm wondering if this is the same Rabbi Simcha Friedman that I knew from North Miami Beach. If it is, special regards. One of the answers that they give to the question of why Ben Soru Mora is not a contradiction to Bashir Husham is because Yishmael was going to be judged for things that future descendants would do and not he would do. Whereas the Ben Soru Mora is being judged for something that he will do in the future. According to that answer, there's no question from the babies that were killed by Paro, because there it also was something that they themselves would have done had they grown up. So according to that answer, there's no question here. The same answer for Ben Soru Mora applies to this. There are other answers that are given why Ben Soru Mora is different. He already started doing Averas, and therefore he's judged for what he began the process already. That answer will not satisfy the babies killed by Paro. I think the answer there is that the babies there were not being punished for anything that they were going to do in the future. It's just that God brings neshamos of Rishayim into the world and puts them into bodies for whatever reason he has, why those neshamas have to come into the world, and he takes them away from the world before they mature and can do harm to the world. It's not a punishment, necessarily. This is part of the process of the world. Yishmael wasn't like that. Yishmael already had his own neshama, his own cheshbon, and it was a question of punishing him and taking him out of the world before he could do a sin in the future, and that's a different thing. There, when a person is being judged, he's being judged for what he is on that moment, not for the future. These babies weren't being judged and punished. It's just that their neshamas were brought into this world. The neshamas of Rishayim were put into them for whatever reason and were programmed to leave this world in the way that they did before they could mature and do harm to the world.